SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang mag-asawang may-ari ng performing arts studio na si Jordan and Fritzy Punsalang na mula sa Geelong, Victoria. Hello! Kamusta kayo?
Magandang araw!
Hello! Maraming salamat sa pagpapaunlak sa aming imbitasyon. Tama ba? Yung performing arts studio ninyo nag-start in 2007, tama ba?
Yes, nagsimula yung studio ko, sinimulan ko siya noong 2007. Pero before noon, 2006 kasi, ang una kong trabaho is chefing. Hanggang sa nabore ako, ang trabaho ko talaga sa Pilipinas is a professional dancer. Sa TV, stage, and I manage dancers as well. So nung pagpunta ko sa Australia, kala ko hindi na ako sasayaw. Kaya nung nagsi-chefing ako, after 5 months, 6 months, I just quit and sabi ko kay Fritz, let's move to Geelong and I will start a studio.
And Fritz, at that time, ano naman ang na-feel mo? Parang was it like a brave move? Time na sinabi niya?
100%. Kasi syempre, 2006, October 2006 kami dumating sa Australia. Alam mo naman, pagka bagong salta ka sa bagong bansa, marami kang adjustments. Tapos dala-dala, bit-bit-bit-bit namin yung 3-year-old son namin eh. Ako ay nag-start kuha ng bagong qualification. Nung nakakuha siya ng job chefing sa isang pub kasi meron naman siyang qualification din ng culinary art. Siyempre, stable yun eh. So, para sa akin, parang, ano ka ba naman? Bakit mo pakakawalan yung major income natin ngayon? And a burnout naman talaga siya. Tapos yung passion niya talaga is nasa performing art. So bilang asawa at bilang partner, nakaipon naman na din siya ng kaunti para sa amin. Sabi niya talaga, nako, this is killing me doing something that I don't really love. And I need to go back to something na keeps me feel alive. And that is dance, Fritzy. So ang una niyang ginawa, nag-join siya ng isang dance class locally. Tapos sumali siya, sabi niya, teka, kaya ko to. Ganito lang pala. Simula noon, nag-apply na siya ng as a dance teaching position sa mga iba-ibang mga dance. Timing na timing, kasi summer yon, January. Apply siya, interview, pinakita niya yung portfolio niya. Immediately, kuha talaga siya agad. Karoon siya ng pangalan siya sa isang dance class, eh nagpasikat naman ito. Tuwa sa kanya, oh, saan ka nagtuturo? Tapos sabi niya, wala pa, pero magtatayo ako.
Kano ba yung pondo or capital when you set it up?
Ang una kong ginawa is naghanap ako ng mga studios start ng classes ko. So basically, wala akong shinel out na pera. So for 1 month, I have 2 students lang. Enough to pay the venue. After nun, dun sumabog. Nung nauna ako ng pangalan, nag-invite na sila, dun lumaki yung business.
Pinaka-root talaga nun is pag-passionate ka talaga. Kakalimutan mo na wala akong kinikita dito sa pagtuturo ko ng 1 hour na to. Pero gusto niya lang talagang sumayaw, which is really great. Pero merong dalawang things na kinonsider si Jordan. First, kailangan niya mag-register, kumuha ng ABN to be able to trade. Pangalawa, insurance for dance, yung business registration name.
Nung time na yun, $600 for the entire year ang setup mo.
Okay. Were there any other like mga unforeseen expenses that you encountered nung time na yon?
Boombox.
Boombox. That's basically it. Like, well, I love it. Like, I'll buy it anyway, even if I don't teach, di ba? Siguro isa sa reasons na kaya dumami yung students ko. Word of mouth talaga, effective siya talaga. Actually, nagpapa-audition pa ako just makapasok sila sa studio ko. Tapos meron ako mga hindi tinatanggap. Limit ko lang talaga yung numbers.
So yun talaga yung pinaka-effective is testimony ng mga tao na naging estudyante. Word of mouth talaga yung pinaka-effective na strategy, lalo na where we are. Regional Victoria kasi ito, Geelong. So very community-minded. Recommendation participation ng fellow community member ay nagmamatter talaga. So pag sinabi nila na magaling itong eskwelahan na to, papaniwalaan mo sila kasi tinatrust ka dahil maliit ka lang na community reach. In the same manner na, halimbawa, kung pangit yung trabaho mo, word of mouth din yon. And later on, nagkaroon na rin ng social media, pero talaga it was the word of mouth based on student experience and testimony ang naging mitya ng success nung mga earlier years ng Parala.
Now, kailan pumasok si Fritz sa iyong studio?
From 2007 until 2014, ako lang ang teacher. Tapos 2014, nung nag-invite na kami ng mga kids, mga adult, invite na ako ng ibang teachers to help me out. Tapos may, nag-open ako ng singing. 2018, siya nag-take
lahat singing ng program. Singing program.
Paano ka na-convince Fritz na it's time to join him dito sa kanyang business?
Medyo lumalaki na yung mga bata, nagiging independent na. And I sing. So sa Pilipinas, child performer ako, life happens. So syempre, isasantabi mo yon. Pero hindi nawawala yung passion na yon. Kind of inevitable for Parallax to evolve and morph into its next iteration, which is not just to offer dance, but also to offer a singing component and a musical theater component.
How important is it ba to help your students land in musicals or commercials?
Kasi performance-focused school kami. And we were both professionals before. Ever since, mula nung start ako, even just a dance company, gusto kong i-share yung nalalaman ko dun sa professional industry, not just a local. Gusto ko ma-achieve nila. So, yung mga iba kong students, naging professional dancers talaga sila ng Australia. Dahil hindi kami competition school, hindi kami nag-exam school like a ballet school na mag-exam or jazz or whatever. So, hindi namin focus magkaroon ng medals ang estudyante. Hindi namin focus magkaroon ng trophy or certificate. Focus talaga namin is for them to perform, at yung highest nun is to get land a professional contract.
And to perform in big stages.
Yun. So, all across Australia and overseas. Meron na nga akong former student sa Broadway. Nagkaroon na rin ako ng student na naging part ng Moulin Rouge sa France. Yung totoong Moulin Rouge, hindi yung musical. Yung iba na sa West End. Baka-proud talaga.
It validates vision and mission of our business.
Keeps me going.
It's your why. And I think that importante na pag magtatayo ka ng negosyo, kailangan maliwanag sa'yo yung vision mo. Kailangan maliwanag sa'yo yung why. Bakit mo to pinapasok? Kasi ang business, may ups and downs siya eh. So, may mga times, mababa ang enrollment namin. May mga times, mataas yung enrollment namin. Kailangan matatag ka. Even if minsan financially mahirap siya, basta maliwanag yung why mo, that will see you through the really difficult times. So, sa amin, maliwanag na ang training namin is performance focus. We will help you perform in your selected stage, whether that's a stage in your home, in the bathroom, in the shower, or whether that's the world stage. Yun ang aming why. And lahat ng decisions na ginagawa namin, kung hindi siya akma dun sa aming vision and why, hindi namin uubusin ang oras namin dyan. Kung hindi ka strong sa yung paniniwala sa why, na ma-influensyahan ka with what the others are doing eh. So, ginagawa nito yung ganito. May free trial classes sila na ganyan. Kailangan gawin mo rin yung ganyan. Bakit?
Minsan may mga magtatampong parents, pero you stick to your guns na ito talaga.
Teachers, pag meron kaming mga estudyante na nakaka-land ng professional musical theater shows, masarap kasi only the joy as a teacher, but also the joy na nai-impart namin dun sa parents mismo yung mga natutunan namin as parents of child performers.
Are there any plans to go interstate? Open to partnerships? Are you open to that?
Definitely. Kung meron, na basta alam nila yung vision namin, kailangan pareho kayo mag-isip eh. Pero kung pareho talaga kami mag-isip, gusto nila ituloy yung ganun, go
why
for
not?
It. Why not? So it's a state na ganyan. Sa Sydney or sa Brisbane, go for it.
Mm-hmm. Pero at this point, boutique performing arts school kami kasi gusto namin small class sizes tailored sa individual needs ng mga estudyante namin. Would you believe we don't actually advertise? Ang amin, if you need us, you will find us.
Now, final message na. Mga gustong kumita ng extra or...
Kailangan maliwanag kung ano yung gusto mong gawin. Kailangan maging totoo ka sa sarili mo. Stay true to your voice. Research. Do an environment scan. Don't take shortcuts. Make sure you are complying sa kung ano man ang kailangan na requirement. ABN, business registration name, insurance. Walang shortcut. Shortcut yan. Hindi ka pa pwedeng under the table sa mga ganito. Lalo na pag dance, pag may na-insure ka na estudyante, ibang usapan yon. So, kailangan itik mo yung mga compliance boxes na yon. And it's a balance of that and also making sure that you are investing time to sharpen your own skills so that you are able to offer something new, something different, and something edgy to your audience.
Sa akin naman, you have to be passionate talaga. And you have to love that business. Kasi money comes after na. Lalo na sa performing arts, all about your energy. Nakikita yan ng mga estudyante mo. Face to face ka nakikita. Pag may problema ka at yung energy mo down, ramdam nila lahat yan. So ngayon, yung pinakamala, ang required every day, every class, is energy para sa akin. Kasi pag may energy ka, magta-translate sa students mo, pag masaya sila, mag-invite sila, it just goes, like, you know.
Domino.
Domino effect siya. Basta lagi may energy yan. Yan, open ka sa ideas, and then just enjoy.
Oo.
Don't stress too much. Basta enjoy ka. And, yeah.
Importante yun that you absolutely love it so it fills your cup. So when days are hard, you are reminded of why you're doing it.
Thank you so much sa mag-asawang ito na talaga namang binigyan tayo ng pagkakataon na mausisa ang kanilang business. Salamat ulit kay Jordan and Fritzy Punsalang. And thank you again.
Thank you.
Salamat.
At tandaan nyo po, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.